the day before the 4th of July. A lot of folks are off for the day. Mike Hansfield is here, though. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. From Michigan Mutual, and of course also representing the Community Foundation of St. Clair County, the chairman of the board. And we want to talk scholarships this morning, because this is the time of year now that the kids are all graduated. They're all gathering up their scholarships, getting ready to go off to college. But the Community Foundation has really sort of reimagined scholarships in the last couple of years.
We really have, Paul, and as you said, it is an exciting time for these kids that are getting out of school, and their hard work, and they're being rewarded with those scholarships. And the foundation, you know, they've really have been involved with scholarships since their inception. That's what they used to be about, was all about grants. And in doing that, with anything, you learn things, and you try to improve on those. And that's exactly what we've done of recent in the last 2 years. We've had our traditional scholarships. We've awarded 73 scholarships this year for over $200,000 for those individuals. But there's been two other scholarships that we're very proud of with the leadership of Randy Myers and his staff. You know, one is the Complete Your Degree program, which is our newest thing that we're very excited about, and that's partnering with SC4. And that's really looking at those individuals that have entered into the college arena, and for one reason or another, life's gotten in the way, and they've had to drop out. And for some people, it's as little as $1,500, $2,000 gets in the way because they have to either raise their kids, car breaks down, something happens. And so what we've done is to try to look at it and take care of all those expenses for individuals. Look at those kids that are about to graduate, that are a few credits away, and get them out and working into the community. And we're really excited because by the end of this year, we'll have 36 graduates from that program for over $150,000 to be put towards that. So we're really excited on what that can do to energize and put people to work right here in our community.
That fits right in with what Michigan is working on right now, is trying to increase its talent pool. We're constantly being told we don't have enough people, qualified people, to fill the jobs that we have here in Michigan, and the jobs that we would like to attract. This is really going to help that effort.
Yeah, and that, you know, it's really an offshoot from our Come Home program, which is that reverse scholarship you're talking about, and that's really to try to retain the talent. We have wonderful students that go off to school, and you can't blame them. They want to go to the big city and experience life, but they need to understand, and I think they do down the road, of what a wonderful upbringing that they had here. And as business owners, we want to try to attract as much talent back to this area, and that's what the Come Home program has done. Yeah. And we're really proud of that, too. That's only in our second year of doing that, and we'll have 15 individuals that we've given those scholarships to, over $90,000. And that's really to give up to $15,000 to an individual to attract them to come back to pay off their student debt. So instead of giving the money up front, which is the traditional program, we give them that money at the end to try to relieve them of that debt.
That is such an innovative program that it caught the attention of CBS News, who came to St. Clair County to profile it, to interview Randy Myers and some of the folks that have come home as a result of that program. And watching that piece that they did, I mean, seeing all the shots they had of St. Clair and Port Huron, and it was really a pretty neat thing. Nice boost for St. Clair County.
Yeah, it's really shined some light on us. And, you know, Randy and his staff, you know, he's not one to take the grass, and he really should. That program really came from his innovative thinking and the progressiveness, where he's traveled all over the state really trying to bring that program out. Starting in Washington, making sure that the feds saw that that would be a viable product for those rural communities to try to get that talent to come back. And now that it's really taken off, you know, other states have really kind of taken the credit, but that credit really goes to Randy Myers and his staff at the foundation.
Traditional scholarships are great, a nice boost for graduating high school seniors that are going off to college, but to recognize that there are people that are in other situations, either that have student debt to pay off or that have yet to complete their degree.
Yeah,
what a boost that is.
It really is. And, you know, none of that would be possible, and we can never forget about our donors. You know, our community is such a giving community, and none of these programs would be possible if our donors didn't recognize that and put that money up to be able to allow those students to receive those funds to be able to move on and ultimately help our community.
Yeah. It's a pretty generous community here, isn't
it? It's a very generous community.
Indeed. Mike, good to see you. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Mike Cansfield with us from the Community Foundation on WPHM at 10.